Another thing I want to ask you about is the so-called carryover effect. And if I had to pick one slide that I saw at San Antonio that was the most interesting, it was what happened to relapses in the ATAC trial for years 5 through 9, where you saw continued, actually, increase of the carryover effect you see with tamoxifen. Can you talk about that, what you think the carryover effect is from, and what do you think is going on?
Well, we saw the carryover effect when you had 5 years tamoxifen versus placebo. And I think one of the things that was driving people on from attack is, you know, if you look at the time to getting a survival benefit, it was actually the survival benefit from tamoxifen versus placebo only became clear a good few years out. You know, for years we were saying still that there wasn't any benefit in premenopausal women, and now we know that's complete rubbish. So I think some of the studies are still fairly early. So I think it was quite exciting that there's a carryover effect for anastrozole. And it shows that whatever you're doing with the endocrine therapies, they're having a long-lasting effect. How they do that, I think, you know, speculation, really. But clearly what they do is that they either slow down or eradicate some metastases that either don't develop or are much slower to manifest clinically.